Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side.
Let's get the view from the other side.
To the other side.
I think the Steelers are going to get their asses kicked on Sunday, and I'm not even really that mad about it because it's all about Baltimore the following week and then spoiling the Chiefs' Christmas fun. Our next guest is the sideline reporter for the Eagles and is the king of Philadelphia sports media and has been for a long time. He's known for wearing mink coats on the sideline at Eagles games. From what I've heard.
You ever put one of those coats on? You're not his personally, but
no,
you ever worn one?
I've not. You?
I think my great aunt used to have like very fancy coats like that. And she would like, you got to take them to a specific place to get like cleaned and all that stuff. Like, it's a big to do.
Well,
it's a very valuable piece of attire here.
Because our guest for the other side is a big deal. And that is Howard Eskin from WIP in Philadelphia. Hello, Howard.
Hey, hello. Well, yeah, if it's cold enough, I'll wear the mink coat. Now, if I was in Buffalo, that would be a joke. That's always cold. But Pittsburgh, I guess, kind of gets cold at times. I think Sunday, I think it might be in the 40s, even though the game starts basically and the sun will be down before the first quarter is over. But I'll deal with it. By the way, just to let you guys know.
Yes.
I'm not only... And the king, anybody that gives themselves a nickname is fraudulent.
Agreed.
Like LaFraud James is a fraud. He gave himself King James. Who named him the king? Pete Rose actually gave me the name, and it stuck for years and years. But I also got a doctorate in May, so I'm also a doctor, King PhD, if you want to really do the whole.
Congratulations on all your
success,
Howard.
Now, Howard, hold on. I have to ask you this. If you give yourself the nickname, it's no bueno. Didn't Howard Stern give himself the nickname King of All Media?
You know, it might have been in the story because he was King of All Media. I mean, I don't know that I'm King of All Media, but that's not why he named me.
No, you are the King of Philadelphia Media.
Yeah,
sports media.
That one counts. Sports Pony talk. Gave it to you.
Hey, listen, I've done 8,000 sports talk shows in my career, which I think is more than anybody else in the country. So whatever. I mean, I walk in the locker room one day and there was a story that somebody did about me on TV before I went to TV. And he said, he's the king of sports talkers. I walked right in the locker room. It didn't take 10 seconds. And Pete Rose said, the king.
Yeah.
You're the king. And then it stuck. But
kind of a flex.
Whatever.
Humble just, brag on your part.
Listen, I just do what I do. If I wear a mink coat, it's got to be cold enough. If I do things.
41 degrees on Sunday. Is that mink coat weather for you, Howard?
Nah, no? It's got to be under 40.
Okay.
It's got to be under 40. I have a standard.
I'm going to start you with this one. The feeling on Kenny Pickett from the Eagles' perspective, is it we just have a boilerplate backup? Or do the Eagles actually think they have a future starting quarterback in waiting and he's just blocked by Jalen Hurts?
Well, I'll tell you what I see, and nobody at the Eagles is ever going to say they think he's the future quarterback of the Eagles. But, I mean, I see Kenny Pickett. I like their third-string quarterback better than Kenny Pickett. And it's Tanner McKee, who came out of Stanford.
Yeah,
he doesn't move as well, but he's got a stronger arm. He makes really good reads. I'm watching him in practice.
Definitely bigger hands.
Anything else. Yeah, well, yeah, bigger hands.
We've got people working in our promotions department here, Howard, who, by fact, we measured hands here once when Kenny was here.
A nice young lady has bigger hands than him. Documented.
Yeah, he's a backup quarterback, and he's probably a good backup quarterback, but you're not going to be able to be successful if he has to play more than two or three games, if that's the case, if your quarterback gets hurt. But nice enough guy. He's a backup quarterback.
Is he going to have to play in this game when A.J. Brown strangles Jalen Hurts mid-game? Is that something likely to happen?
Okay, you guys are – it's out of control here in Philadelphia. And then
Well, you can blame your son for that. He's the one that goaded Brandon Graham into saying everything about it, Howard.
Well, I was there. I was part of the show, too. And we didn't goat him into – we both do the show. And we didn't goat him into doing anything. He was prepared to say what he said, and then he – kind of walked it back the next day. But the reality is A.J. Brown opened it up, said he opened it up because he wanted to get it out there, regardless of the passing.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we lost him. Oh, we were just finally getting somewhere with that, Charlie. Charlie, want to try to call him back, or do you think he hung up on us because he didn't like the fact that I blamed him for the incendiary quote that happened?
He's still on the line, so I'll just give him a call back.
All right, thank you. Maybe he muted himself. He's an older man. Sometimes you hit the mute button with your whiskers of your beard or something, and you don't know it.
Man, you're in full goading mode here.
Oh.
An older man.
He is. He's like in his 60s.
That's old now?
He probably wore a mink coat in 1991 when the Steelers lost to the Eagles in Philadelphia. Do you know who the starting quarterback was that day?
For the Steelers?
For the Eagles.
Wouldn't have been Randall.
No. He was hurt.
Who the hell would have been backing him up?
It's a crazy one.
Is it like where Jeff Fiegels, the punter, was somehow?
No, it was a quarterback. Do you know who started for the Steelers that day?
I would assume Bubby.
He did.
Who would Bubby have lost to? How about Billy Joe Hobert?
No, I'll give you a hint. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
But he didn't win it, obviously, with the Eagles.
He did not, because the Eagles didn't win one until Nick Foles, right. So I don't think he was a backup in 91 and then again in 2017.
I can vamp here and try to guess it while we're trying to get Howard back on the phone, on the line here.
Jim McMahon.
No.
Yep. Jim McMahon was the starting
quarterback.
He's
one of those dudes I just completely memory.
Did we just get the middle finger from Howie? Here, Charlie? Or is he back? Okay.
We're working on it. He might be going through a dead zone here. What was he? I think he was about to say A.J. Brown kind of brought this on himself?
I have no idea what he was about to say, but I thought it was going to get pretty juicy there.
He said A.J. Brown opened this thing up. I thought at first he was going to say we were being ridiculous about it, but I don't think that's the direction he's headed.
I also thought we were going to get maybe some juicy stuff on Pickett. We actually did. He said the guy's not even their best second.
That was a preseason story.
He's not even the second best quarterback on the team.
That was a preseason story. People were saying that the hardcore 700-level style Eagles fans...
Is that how big the stadium is there?
Well, that was the old thing at the Vet, the 700 level.
You ever go to a game at the Vet?
No. I've never been to a game.
It's like taking your life into your own hands.
I've never been to a game at Citizens Bank. I've never been to a game at Lincoln Financial or whatever it's called. I've only been to a game at whatever they're calling the Flyers Arena now, which I actually had the rare good experience of. I sat behind a Philly fan and his kid, and the guy was like, we don't like you because you have a Talbot jersey on, but we're nice people.
Charlie, you're good, brother. We can call it a day with Mr. Eskin. We tried. You're good. We tried to get the other side and we got Pickett, and we were about to get maybe an explosive take.
Is that maybe something where you would go to yourself, Pony, and look in the mirror and say, should I have, knowing that some things can happen with phones,
mm-hmm.
should I have asked about something other than Kenny Pickett to start with?
No. No, I don't conduct every interview thinking that the phone's going to drop. You can't do that.
But would Pickett maybe have been better suited for...
Howard Eskin back with us from WIP, the Eagles sideline reporter.
I'm telling you, I lose the call when I kind of tell you what a fraud Russell Wilson is. I mean, that's why I think...
You've been big on frauds this segment, Howard. First, you started with LeBron. Well, now you're going in on our quarterback, who's never lost in Philly.
Red zone, Seattle won with defense. Bill Belichick would not have won that Super Bowl if Russell Wilson made the right read. First of all, Pete Carroll should have run the ball, but that's another story.
Howard, I hate to break it to you, but our quarterback's playing better than yours right now, and it's not even close.
I don't care about numbers.
I'm asking you to use your eyes. You're right on the sideline. You're really going to come on the air here and say that Jalen Hurts is playing better than Russell Wilson?
I think Jalen Hurts is 45-19 since he started at quarterback. Russell Wilson is lucky to have found a job. And I'm going to
Jalen Hurts is lucky that the best running back in the NFL lines up next to him or behind him on every play.
All right. Can I tell you a background story? First of all, Russell Wilson had an office in Denver. That's a disgrace. And what does that say to your teammates? You got an office. Who the hell are you? But I'll never forget this. They were in Philadelphia for a playoff game years ago. He was with Seattle. And after
yes,
the
and
game,
he won.
He won the game. After the game, he didn't like the food on the plane, so he held up the plane. You know, 6-hour flight back to Seattle. He held up the plane until they got the food that he liked on the plane. Are you kidding me?
What were they providing on the plane? Chicken and pizza?
I don't even care what they were providing. You get back to Seattle, it's not fair to the rest of the teammates. They were eating the food.
What was the AJ Brown stuff we were about to get into? Because we never heard that.
Yeah,
it cut out right before the AJ Brown stuff.
Were you going to poo-poo it, or you going to make it a big deal, Howard? We didn't catch that.
No, AJ Brown kind of opened it up and said it was the passing game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he could have meant Jalen Hurts, and Jalen didn't see him. At times he was open. He could have meant other things. But the passing game certainly has to be more effective, especially when a team, and there's going to be a team that kind of shuts down Saquon Barkley more than teams have shut him down. A.J. Brown, and, you know, he spoke, what's today, Friday? He spoke on Wednesday. He got it, cleared the air. I'm good. Jalen and I are good. You know, they're strangling Jalen. It's all good. You have to win games. In Philadelphia, there's drama, and then it creates more drama around the country. And I get it. But I think the Eagles, because this got their attention, I do think they're going to beat the Steelers.
So we all agree on that. But if the Steelers were to win the game, how do you think they do it, Howard?
And what a hypothetical question. How are they going to do it? Luck. But I think turnovers. Turnovers win this game. And I guarantee you, it's a guarantee, the Eagles will get at least one turnover out of Russell Wilson. Now, turnovers... It's not
Howard, do you have a charity that you like?
Yeah, I support SBCAs. I support Eagles Autism, which I've raised about $700,000 for.
How about this? I'll make a $500 bet with you right now that it won't happen. And if I'm wrong, I'll make that he won't turn the ball over.
$500 bet to the charity of our choice.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Okay, that Russell Wilson will not throw at least one interception.
Yes.
Okay, you're on.
Let's go.
You're on.
I'll be sending you my information on the charity I like here, Howard, and we'll make sure we get that to people here for the Christmas
holiday.
Yeah,
I'll send you mine, too. I mean, this is like stealing money. And I should be taken out in handcuffs for even allowing
which a lot of Eagles fans do when it's game day. Howard, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Get out of here,
see ya.
Guys.
Yeah, you got a jail in your stadium. At least you used to. Good guy. You like my chances there with that bet?
No, actually.
You think Russ is going to throw an interception?
I think he might throw one, yeah. I like their defensive backfield.
Because I was going to say, would you like to get on board with me and
no.
You cover 250 and I'll do 250?
No, because I already am going to owe $1,000 to a charity of your choice because I got in on a very, very bad side of a Penguins.
You're not buying the Penguins comeback here?
No.
Did that get a little too confrontational, Charlie? You're the man that's navigating this. What did you make of it?
I mean,
I felt like I did the worst job of anybody in that interview. I should have been cutting them off more and goofing around more.
Guy kind of acted like a dink, and I don't even think the Steelers are going to win the game, and I felt like I had to defend our honor
in that
interview.
You were getting after it.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys were getting after it. You were providing
Russell Wilson the other day.
You were providing
his best
entertainment
friend here.
For the masses.
I got to stick up for my guy.
There were two entertaining people in that interview, and I wasn't one of them,
Oh,
Pony.
My God. Here
the
comes self-deprecating Malzy.
It's just the truth, Pony.
Howard was a nice man. He said he never had a bad day in his life.
I like that he just said they should take me out in cuffs.
Yeah, he's about to owe me $500.
He's owing the charity of your choice.
Something tells me he's going to block my number between now and Sunday night.
You should tell him the charity of your choice is the Human Fund. Money for people.
Here is Sweet Feet on the Fan. Hello, Sweet Feet.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Did you think that guy in Philly was a jerk?
Yeah, he was a little squirrely. He's a little squirrely, but
he's made millions of dollars to be that way, so you know.
So his take was that Russell Wilson was a bad guy because he held up a plane for food? Come on now.
I mean, they must have had some bad food.
I agree.
I told him chicken and Pete's. That's the big Philadelphia staple.
It is Philly.
Right, right. The city of no brotherly love, right?
What do you got for us on this one, Sweet?
Yeah, well,
what
how
do
you
think's going down
it?
Here, brother?
We both are predicting a bloodbath, unfortunately.
Well, it just depends on which team comes out. Like, they come out with the same similar game plan that they had against Cincinnati, where they score, they dump the ball, they put pressure on the defense, and they're going to definitely have to come out and play some defense, start, shut down the run, and make Jalen Hurts beat them. I don't want Saquon Barkley to have the ball, but I would rather see Jalen Hurts force him into some interceptions and.
All right, Sweet Feet. So you're saying that's what they need to do? Are you calling?
What are
for
they going to do, Sweet
the
Feet?
The last time they played Saquon Barkley, Sweet Feet, Ben Roethlisberger had more rushing yards in that game than Barkley. It is a strange but true stat. Are you calling for the Steelers to hold the best running back in football in check on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that'll be one aspect that they will accomplish.
And so are you calling a Steelers upset win in Philly for the first time since before Sweet Feet was born?
Definitely. Steelers upset win in Philly, and they bring back the real cheesesteak.
Ooh, the real cheesesteak. What makes a real cheesesteak, Malzy? You have to have cheese whiz on it, right?
And not it's Wit Whiz or...
Yeah, so what would you consider an authentic cheesesteak? You live in the state right next door to it, Charlie.
No,
do you need cheese whiz on it?
I can tell you this. Geno's and Pat's, though, are like the tourist trap cheesesteaks. If you're a real one, you go to like John's Roast Pork in South Philly or something like
Would you recommend Steelers fans going to those places in Steelers garb, or are they going to get their food spit on?
I don't know. No, those places aren't going to spit on your food, but they might not exactly be too cheery about serving you.
Find a hole in the wall, you'll find a better
John's Roast Pork is legit. I mean, you know what I am?
A hole in the walls are hard to find, bro.
You know how I am
That's
about melted cheese? John's Roast Pork in South Philly is legit. Like, I ate the cheese, so I ate it so fast because it was so good that I don't even think the cheese had time to melt fully.
Did it give you the runs?
No, it was phenomenal, man. It's like literally a top 10 sandwich I have ever consumed in my entire life.
Here's Mr. Science on the air. Hello, Science.
Science!
Yes, Science. Hey, just as a matter of qualification, I did not make up that nickname. It was given to me. So.
Well, I don't really, you know what? I generally agree with that, but I didn't want to, I don't know. Howard was getting on my nerves there, so I didn't even want to make him feel good
about it. Well, he just walked right through the King of All Media thing. Howard Stern absolutely gave himself the nickname King of All Media, and people have gone with it.
Anyways, sorry to put you through that.
That's okay. That's not a problem.
What do you got for us, Mr. Science? Give us a scientific breakdown Sunday.
Science. I actually took a day off of science today, but I'll tell you what I feel. Saquon Barkley, I think, is going to rip us apart. I really do. I'm with you guys. That guy has been a beast since he came to Philadelphia. He's, you know, his career has been resurgent from, you know, his switch out of New York, and I don't think we're going to stop him. However, I do think
now that technically counts as your hypothesis for this game, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So now we have to
run several experiments and have a control group and everything else.
Now, is Mr. Science making these claims about Saquon Barkley as a Penn State fan who happens to live in Pittsburgh who remembers his great days in state college, or is this an objective Mr. Science take?
No, this is objective. I went to Pitt. Okay, so
Then that really means something, the fact that you're willing to compliment a former Nittany Lion.
Mr. Science, I just feel compelled to tell you right now that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell since we have you on the line.
Yes, indeed. You are correct. That is correct.
What do you make of my take that I'm not sure if atoms actually exist?
That one, I have to say, there's a lot of evidence that refutes that.
You can say you can say more honestly to Pony your real thoughts, which are that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard a person say.
Yes.
Poor guy just wanted to get his take out there, and he's getting hit with parts of the cell. You know why Saquon Barkley is so much better this year than he was with the Giants?
Because he has massive quads.
Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Juergens, Mekhi Becton, and Lane Johnson.
Juergens, like
like the hand cream.
Mm-hmm. Hand lotion.
There was an actor named Kurt Juergens who was in a Bond movie as the bad guy.
Can you say lube?
Well, lube and hand lotion are two different things.
I think Juergens is more in the lube category.
No, it's hand lotion, Pony.
I bet if we put up a Twitter poll... Juergens, lube or lotion, people would say lube.
No, you're being deliberately dumb about this.
No, I'm not.
You know people would say lotion because that's what it is.
Okay. What was the last thing you were going to say there, Chris?
He's just got a way better offensive line.
Lane Johnson is maybe the greatest right tackle of all
time. Landon Dickerson's a monster. Mekhi Becton has reinvented himself with Philly. Mailata's pretty good. Like, you know, Juergens is the one dude people don't even know that much about, but that's why he's so good. He's running behind an absurd offensive line.